Welcome back to 20 Days with 1 Peter, blessing and purpose even in the midst of suffering, day 9. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, please bless this devotional time together today. May it please you, honor you, and glorify you. We ask this in your Son's name, Jesus. Amen. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Have you ever had a chance to actually see a cornerstone? They aren't all that common all these days. My family was walking in downtown Dallas to the Arts District on our way to catch a symphony, although in truth our preference usually gravitates to guitars above oboes and cellos, but on this day we were on our way to enjoy a chamber symphony performance when we came upon the First Baptist Church of Dallas's building, and on the corner of San Jacinto and Irve, lo and behold, there it was, the building's cornerstone, and I must admit, it was kind of neat. It was a little bit impressive. It was way, way bigger than the normal bricks or stones. It had a dedication inscription on it, I believe. It even looked like it may have contained some form of time capsule of mementos from the date of construction. Well, back in Bible times, a cornerstone was common for an important public building, like a church, temple, or an emperor's palace. A certain amount of pomp and ceremony could be expected at the laying of the foundational cornerstone. The stone was much larger and more prominent than the other stones used to construct the building. It may have even helped set the guide to lay the stone straight, the bricks straight, horizontally and vertically. Peter tells us that Jesus is the living stone, the cornerstone of God's important building project. In Peter's illustration, God is building what he calls a spiritual house, with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. Us, born-again believers in Christ, we're like living stones, the smaller bricks that are being built into this house with Christ as the head. Why are we being built into this spiritual house? So that we can be a holy priesthood, which offers spiritual sacrifices, which are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 2, Paul also refers to Jesus as the cornerstone. He calls the church God's household, saying it is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. That's from Ephesians 2. Does anyone remember the old children's song, "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock," the rock being the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's from Matthew chapter 7. But I think it also kind of fits into the big picture here as well. Jesus, the living stone, the cornerstone. May we remain connected to him as God builds us into his spiritual house so that we can offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's pray. Father, help us to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to you through Christ Jesus our Lord. May we always declare your praises, for it was this very purpose you called us out of darkness and into your wonderful light. You are truly worthy of praise, honor, and worship, Lord. We bring these to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. And that does it for day 9. Take care, and Lord willing, I hope to see you again tomorrow for the milestone halfway point as we approach day 10 of our 20 days with 1 Peter.